That was it.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
They always tell me, they're like, you know, the mic's like, yeah, I know every mic's like. We were just reminiscing about some hilarious stories when I had my Fox show. Like when I had that open surgery on my arm and I was bleeding everywhere. I mean, open, not like arthroscopic, through both sides of my elbow. And the balloon, they found a balloon over the United States. My arm is out to here. It's like a cast and a wrap thing. And they're like, can you get on the air? I'm like, I'll do it. I jammed my Gee was like pulling the suit jacket. There's blood coming all over. He's like, dude, I'm going to hurt your arm. I'm like, I'm not going to sue you. It's okay. It's all right. And we did the whole show. I was like this doing that show. We were just laughing about that. We were talking about my time over there. Crazy, man. Oh, gosh, what a life. Hey, I got a lot to get through today. A lot of stuff happened yesterday. And let me just say in advance, I'm going to open up the show with something pretty heavy. Because I got some viewer, listener feedback yesterday on the radio show from people who want to preemptively forfeit their own rights. I even got another Facebook message about it this morning. I ain't doing it. I want everyone to understand. I love this show and I love you, but I understand if it's not for you, it's okay. I don't change my viewpoints by licking my finger. And we had patriots who fought for, they didn't like lick the finger and see where the wind was blowing, okay? Who fought for our right. I mean, literally fought and died for our rights. I lost an uncle in Vietnam. I had a grandfather who fought in the Battle of the Bulge. I'm not walking away from my rights for anything. You want to do that, you're on your own. But don't you dare write to me telling me, oh, well, assemble, it's free speech. You're being set up. Being set up, how? No, I ain't doing that. All right, I got a lot to get to, including a little bit of a sad open today. I lost a friend yesterday. Folks, emergencies come without a warning. That's why they're emergencies. You got to be ready to go. Here's my advice for you. Have a go bag ready to go. Have a water filtration and water ready to go. And most importantly, you've got to have food. They got to be ready, within reach, and ready to rock and roll. No BS. You're not going to have time to pack a pantry. Secure those supplies at MyPatriotSupply.com and do it today. Start with a four-week emergency food kit for every member of your family from My Patriot Supply. Helping millions of American families prepare since 2008, My Patriot Supply, they're experts in everything self-reliance. They're my go-to. The four-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day. Protected by heavy-duty four-layer packaging, the kits last up to 25 years in storage. These food kits are sealed inside rugged buckets with handles designed to grab and go in a hurry. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, get as many food kits as your family needs for $50 off each. They'll ship fast and free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. All right, fellas. Sorry, folks. If you look at his moonshine, just this Fugazi head has just been. So I got to put this thing away. It's been staring at me since yesterday. It's like a weird thing. He's like looking at me. He's looking, observing, watching. Very weird. Very weird. The big Fugazi heads. And oh, by the way, this stuff was for you guys. This brick house stuff. There's one for each of you. I forgot. That's if you saw that on the desk. Yeah. So it's for you guys. So folks, a little bit of a sad note. You probably heard, obviously, down in Charlotte, we lost some U.S. Marshals. There were also some police officers shot as well. Listen, these guys are real heroes, man. You know, if you hear it a lot on TV, you know, people run away from the gunfire. They run towards it. But that's true. I mean, they not only ran toward it, they ran into it. And you don't have to be a former police officer to understand that these guys aren't doing this for the money, man. No one's getting rich in law enforcement. The job means something to them. And, you know, I used to go out on the road and give a lot of speeches. Now with the radio show, it's obviously difficult to travel. But I gave a speech in Alamogordo, New Mexico, once in front of a police group. And one of the women there was talking, and she was the spouse of a law enforcement officer. And she said, you know, the greatest sound in the world is the sound of Velcro at night. And if you're the spouse of a police officer, you know exactly what that means. That body armor they wear, it has really thick Velcro that keeps it on, the vest. And that sound is really loud when it comes off. But you know your husband or wife in law enforcement is home and is safe. And, you know, they're never going to hear that sound of Velcro again for those marshals. So may God rest your heroic soul. And additionally, a friend of mine, we lost last night too. His name was Tom Gula. It's a picture of him right there. He was a Secret Service counter-assault team operator. Ladies and gentlemen, probably one of the kindest, nicest guys I've ever met in my entire life. I mean, the guy with balls of steel and passion for days. Someone dared him once to take a kettlebell and walk across the bottom of the pool and say he couldn't do it. We'll never tell Tom he couldn't do anything. So he did it, and he almost passed out and trying to get it because he wasn't going to let anyone tell him he couldn't do it. And he did it, walked across basically the entire pool. Tom Gula, rest peacefully with the Lord. To those marshals and people down in Charlotte, I hope God is with you and gives you the strength. Folks, these are real heroes, and our country was built by heroes. Make no mistake. This country was founded by a group of men who had absolutely no chance against the British Army. Do you understand that? The chances of them defeating the British Empire were 1 in 527 million, and that may be optimistic. You're not giving up your rights. I'm not going to let you. And why am I even bringing this up? Because yesterday on the show, I was talking about all of these, the campus Nazis, and them protesting because they want to kill the Jews, and basically some of them just being useful idiots. And I said to you, you know, we should run a test here. Some of the students there should pitch a tent there and put a Make America Great Again and see what happens. I'm not suggesting anybody get arrested. You shouldn't do that or get suspended or give up your degree. But we should do it. We should get it on tape to see what happens, to show how this country's completely collapsed, because people need to see it. And it's going to take warriors like that. And a couple of folks got back to me and said, what are you, crazy, this nut, asking people to go and assemble on a college campus for their right? Listen, I'm telling you right now, you want to give up your rights, okay? And by the way, I don't need any lectures from any dipshits out there telling me, well, what if you, I sat there and knocked on doors in Democrat neighborhoods in Maryland for two election cycles. I had people slam doors in my face, throw water bottles at me. I don't need any lectures from the, you know, from the guy who's high school Harry sitting there behind his Twitter thing, who sends out a tweet once a day and hasn't done jack shit. You could take that and shove it up your ass, okay? I've been there. I've done it. I'm not giving up my rights for anything. For anything. Zero. For nothing. And you shouldn't either. You have the absolute right to assemble. You don't have the right to be violent. You don't have the right to call for people's deaths. You have the right to do any of that. But to the guys and the guy this morning who wrote to me and said, what are you, nuts, telling people to go out and assemble and protest? No, I'm not nuts. I'm an American who believes we have God-given rights that are worth defending and defending at a cost. You want to preemptively surrender your rights and you want to give the hecklers a veto? Look up heckler's veto. This is exactly what they want. The lefty kill the Jews, tyrants, and communists. This is what they want. BLM and Antifa, they want you off the streets while they take the streets, and they want you not even thinking about showing up in the streets because you're afraid. I will absolutely, under no circumstances, preemptively forfeit my rights. Zero fucking chance that's happening. Zero. No one will talk me into it, and you're not going to bullshit me into it either. Everybody just stay at home and forfeit the entire country to lefties because we're scared. Fuck that bullshit. You think a bunch of patriots in World War II, World War I, 1812, people who fought to free slaves in the Civil War and in our American Revolution fought so we could turn into a bunch of pussies? Sorry, man. Yeah, wrong show, bro. This show ain't for you. I'm too old for this shit. I'm not trying to impress anyone anymore. You sit home and do nothing and tell everybody else to do nothing. I'm not doing that. I didn't leave my job and run for office in Democrat states to just piss away the entire country. Sorry about the language, but that's the way I feel. And folks, I feel strongly about what's going on right now in these college campuses because I need you to understand as my audience, for as passionate as I am about the Middle East and what's going on between Israel and the Kill the Jews crowd, this is no longer about Israel. Israel is a piece of this argument. But what's happening on our college campuses is as much about us as it is about Israel. And if you don't understand that, then you're definitely on the wrong show. This is about us. I want you to look at what happened last night. Columbia University breaking and entering. People literally breaking and entering. Breaking into buildings and entering. Breaking and entering. Burglarizing buildings. Taking over the campus. They're like, look, it's our place now. It's not Hamilton Hall. It's Hines Hall. We're just going to display banners. Now, again, if you had a MAGA hat on, there'd be calls for public executions. There'd be calls for you to be shot in the middle of Times Square. But because it's a bunch of lefties, do you understand they're demonstrating hierarchy? And what they want you to do, to segue on what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, what the left wants more than anything, what I was getting at in the beginning of the show, is they're demonstrating to you not hypocrisy. Damn it, you got to get this point. Please. This is not hypocrisy. The left is not saying, oh, I know we're hypocrites because if those were MAGA hat people, yes, we would definitely want them shot in Times Square, 100%. It's not hypocrisy to them. Their principle is hierarchy. We're in charge and you're not, and we don't give a shit what you think. And when you say everybody stay home, don't peacefully assemble because we're afraid, you understand they've already won. They've demonstrated hierarchy and you've subjugated yourself. No, listen to me. Fuck that shit. I ain't doing that. And you're not either. They're showing you. They're showing you. Now, do not break and enter buildings. Do not break the law. You've already lost the case then. But you're damn right we have the ability to assemble. I'm not giving that up. Our libs are these communist liberal scumbags who are demonstrating to you hierarchy. We are in charge, dipshits, and you aren't. You're just going to subjugate yourself and say, okay, no. No, you're not. I know you're not. I know this audience is not doing that. I know it. I believe. I talk to you guys. I chat with you guys. There is no freaking way I believe that. You're just going to let this shit happen? Look at this kid. This kid's got some balls. This liberal young man wearing his Star of David. He knows what to do. He's not hurting anybody. He's not breaking any laws. But you know what? It's now all over the country and it's gone viral. A bunch of kill the Jews, fucking Nazis on a college campus trying to stop this kid with the Star of David from entering his own campus. What's that? Yeah, sure. Bring it up. He's got, watch what? Would he need more of this? This is the example. This is what you're supposed to do. Check this out.
You guys have closed the entrance. We are UCLA students. I have my ID right here. I'm being blocked off, not by the security guard, but by you two. You three. Oh, look, they're making their burger while I'm going this way. Excuse me. This is what they do. Everybody, look at this. Look at this. I'm a UCLA student. I deserve to go here. We pay tuition. This is our school. And they're not letting me walk in. My class is over there. I want to use that entrance. Well, I can't take it. Will you let me go in? This could be over in a second. Just let me and my friends go in to class.
We're not engaging with that.
Then you can move. Will you move?
We're not engaging with that.
Okay, we're going. We're going. I'm going in. I have my hands up. I'm not hurting them.
Good for this guy. This is what we need to be doing, folks. He's absolutely peaceful, his hands in the air, and he's demonstrating to people and getting on video that we're dealing with a bunch of freaking Nazis with their faces covered, their heads covered. Why? Because they're embarrassed about who they are. Because they're freaking Nazis. This is not about Israel anymore. It's not. You know, I'm passionate about this topic. You understand this is about a countrywide takeover using grassroots local Nazi-like clubs to demonstrate street power to show you they're in charge. And what they are praying you will do is to bow down and genuflect before them. Good for this young man. Folks, this is not an M&A, a merger and acquisition. This is a hostile takeover of the United States. I know you all see exactly what's going on. I know you do. But there are people on the edge who don't understand this, who are really convinced this is about some fight in another country that has nothing to do with us. This has everything to do with us. Here are the college professors at Columbia joining in. Look at them with traffic vests on, like a bunch of obedient little Nazis. Gibbles would be proud, though. Look at them. Check them out. Look, you students can't come on here. We're a bunch of Nazis. Look at them with their traffic vests. Masks on, too. Fucking cowards. Pussies. You're disgusting. You disgust me, you little pieces of shit. Fuck you. Folks, take your kids off this show today if they're there. This isn't for them. Fuck you and everything you stand for. You little pieces of shit. Show ain't for everyone today, as you can probably tell. I'm telling you, man, there are legions of people sitting on that Vietnam War wall who have died in World War II and World War I. Arlington Cemetery is full of a bunch of gravestones. They did not die for these pieces of shit. So they can sit there and block a bunch of Jews from going to a class they paid for in an $80,000 university, while the dumbass fuckstick media sits back and goes, well, it's mostly peaceful. That's not peaceful, dipshits. That kid is trying to walk to class. You are physically stopping him. And although it wasn't technically an assault, they didn't punch him in the face. Explain to me how that's not forcefully stopping someone from engaging in a lawful activity. By the way, there were assaults. I just don't have enough time to play every video. I'm in a good mood, but a bad mood today. I'm in a good mood because I feel like a couple more months of this shit, and there is going to be a countrywide counter-revolution in this election. I'm in a bad mood because I'm not sure the country can stand any more of this. Biden is doing this on purpose. He is destroying this place on purpose. Here's his moron, the dumbest, the absolute worst press secretary in the history of the United States. And by the way, a friend of mine tells me that New York Post story we covered yesterday about the White House desperate to push Karine Jean-Pierre out because she's an idiot is absolutely true. Is 100% accurate. She won't leave. She won't leave because she thinks she's doing a wonderful job. Here she is yesterday managing to piss off every single side of the debate by claiming this is, again, a free speech thing. It is not a free speech thing. Anyone engaging in constitutionally protected speech has the absolute right to do it. I support your right, period. That's it. You do not have the right to block a Jewish kid from attending his classes and make human chains and traffic vests while breaking and entering into buildings. That is nowhere in the Constitution. Does Karine Jean-Pierre not know this? Of course she does. This is why Biden's at 28% approval on the Middle East issue, which is really a United States issue. Check this out.
So got to be super, super mindful. These are institutions. Some of them are private. Some of them are public. And it is up to their leadership, university leadership and colleges, to make that decision. Not going to weigh in on that from here. We're going to continue to say all Americans have the right to peacefully protest. At the same time, we have to call out any hateful rhetoric that we hear. Anti-Semitism is wrong, and so we're going to continue to do that. But universities and colleges make their own decisions. It is up to their leadership. We're not going to weigh in from here.
Hey, listen, the guy, Bill, in the chat, you can spare me the comments about the language. You don't like the language? Fine. Fair enough. I'm not mad at you. The show's not for you. If you don't like the language, just get off the channel. It's okay. I'm not mad at you. I get it. I'm pissed off. I'm not hiding anything. I'm a passionate guy. The show's not for everyone. You don't like it. You don't have to send it. It's not an airport. You don't have to announce your departure. I'm not mad at you. Just go. Here's Weijia Zhang from CBS following up on this ridiculosity here. Karine Jean-Pierre, who again is falsely portraying this as if anybody's attacking their right to speak. You want to say free Palestine? That's absolutely your constitutional right. It is not your constitutional right to break and enter in a building and physically accost people so they can't attend their class. Here's Weijia Zhang like, wait, let me get this straight. The president hasn't even, President Biden hasn't even spoken to Columbia University about any of this? Just to be clear, check this out. Yeah.
Is the answer no, the administration has not been in touch with anyone at Columbia?
I don't have any readout. I should have answered that in, I believe that was Jeff's question. I don't have any calls to read out to you of conversations with any university, any university leaders at this time. Obviously, the president's going to go speak at Morehouse, and so we've been in touch with them because he's going to deliver a commencement speech. He's looking forward to doing that. It is such an important moment in time for graduates, and he's going to go, obviously, to West Point. Those are the two that he's doing.
Holy Moses, you've got a campus takeover by communists and Nazis going on in the United States. Obama lets the Taliban take over Afghanistan, Russia take over Eastern Ukraine, and he's now letting Nazi communists take over college campuses. And the best he can do, and I didn't really talk to him, but I spoke to Morehouse. I'll be there in the coming weeks. Folks, this guy, the kid sniffing, woman groping, plagiarizing, sociopathic, fake civil rights activist, bullshit artist, Biden. I hope you understand this guy's destroying the country on purpose. Folks, even the left is melting down over this. You see that rant by Carville that was all over the news yesterday? That happened for a reason. The Democrats are realizing right now they are in real, real trouble. You know what, guys, just a heads up. I want to play Carville, and then can you put that Real Clear Politics poll thing after that? I know it's a little out of order. You know, the Bevin thing. I'm going to show you what I mean, folks. Stay tuned. Quick break, which is good. I probably need to calm down a little bit. Again, folks, I mean it. The show's not for everyone. I understand. I'm not mad at you. You don't have to be mad at me. I'm just leaving it here. When I get pissed off, I'm not hiding it, and I'm not going to pretend to be something I'm not. And if that something is a guy who drops F-bombs and I'm not apologizing for it, then that's it. Hey, all of you out there know Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of box stores and shopping channels the way they used to. They're part of this cancel culture. Matter of fact, they've been a big target of cancel culture. So they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They're having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products you might not even know about. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows is $25. MyPillow sandals is $25. Or six-pack towel sets, $25. Four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, even king size, just $25. This amazing offer won't last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-637-4982 and use promo code Dan. When you do, you'll get free shipping on orders over $75. Thanks, MyPillow. We appreciate it. Support these companies, folks, that support us. Here's what I mean. Jim Carville, who, if you don't know who Carville is the guy who talked about, hey, it's the economy, stupid. I'll get to that in a second. He was a Bill Clinton advisor. He's been a decades-long Democrat insider. Carville and the left, they cannot believe that because Biden keeps sniffing kids and groping women and cannot take a side in this generational fight for liberty and freedom against the Nazis and the communists and the savages around the world, he can't take a side. They realize they're losing everyone, the kids, black voters, Hispanic voters. So Carville's now taken to insulting the voters, thinking he's going to insult the kids into voting for the Democrats. This is how frustrated they are. Check this out.
If they get a hold, there will be no government left. There'll be no rights left. You'll live under theocracy. You'll end up Christian nationalism. But that's all right, you little fucking 26-year-old. You don't feel like the election's important to me. They're not addressing the issues that I care about.
Folks, they are melting down in front of your eyes. You want to know why I'm long in the United States? Because I'm just watching the reaction of my political enemies. And they are my enemies. These people hate freedom. They support the commie, kill the Jews crowd. They are my enemy. They're melting down in front of our eyes. When was the last time you saw the Democrat Party, one of their chief advisors, a guy who's been around forever, one of the messaging guru, sitting there melting down so much, he's actually insulting the kids at this point. They're not talking about my issues. They're not. These kids can't get real jobs. Inflation's eating up their wallet. They're paying $80 to put a quarter a tank of gas in their cars on the way to school. They're paying, you know, $25 for a freaking double chicken bowl at Chipotle. Insulting them isn't going to win. Look at these polls, by the way. I'm not talking smack. I'm just showing you the polls and showing you the Democrats' own reaction. Why am I long in the United States? Because they're losing. For the first time in a generation, young kids, black voters, Hispanic voters, are starting to see the Democrats are totally full of shit and hate this country. Here's Emerson, swing state polls. And there's a couple of things about this I want you to notice. This is a really, Tom Bevin's a good guy over at Real Clear. They put a lot of these polls up. You should follow him, Tom Bevin RCP on Twitter. Arizona, two-way race, Trump up 4. Now, the five-way race with Cornel West, RFK, and Jill Stein, you'll see he's still up. In Georgia, he's up 3. In a five-way race, he's up 6. Michigan, up 1. Nevada, up 1, up 5 in a five-way race. North Carolina, up 9 in a five-way race. Pennsylvania, 2 in a two-way race, up 4 in a five-way race. Folks, it's going to be a five-way race in a lot of these states. Can we please, for the 1,000th time, put to bed the bullshit that other candidates in the race are going to hurt Trump? There is no evidence of that at all. The overwhelming majority of polls show RFK, Stein, and Cornel West are destroying Biden in the polls. Now, Carville, who's not stupid, is now getting frustrated because he understands the Democrats' entire brand is falling apart. When you're in league with a kill the Jews communist crowd while the economy is garbage and you're running around the country screaming coexist and we're in it for the little guy, everybody's laughing at you. What little guy? We're all poor because of you morons. Remember Carville's It's the Economy Stupid? Here's a political dictionary I pulled up yesterday. It's the Economy Stupid was a phrase coined by James Carville in 1992. When he was advising Bill Clinton on his successful run for the White House. It's the economy, stupid. Carville should take his own advice. Why is it these young kids are abandoning you in droves? Because you're bankrupting them. It's the economy, stupid. Why don't you watch this Fox News segment about the coming Biden tax hikes? And I'll show you how not only is the inflation tax bankrupting you, but if you elect Joe Biden, and you plan on starting a family in the next 4 years? This guy who barely will make it for you, he can barely shuffle across the White House lawn. I want to show you, in addition to what inflation is costing you, how much the coming Biden tax hikes are going to cost you and your family. How does this sound? You like apples? How do you like these apples? Check this out.
For some potential sticker shock next year on April 15th, President Biden is promising to let Trump-era tax cuts expire next year if he wins a second term, meaning that millions of Americans could soon face even steeper tax bills. Let's bring in Charles Payne, host of Making Money with Charles Payne on Fox Business.
Good morning.
Just to show everybody on the screen so we know what we're talking about. Call for number one is the tax cuts set to expire. And the impact on married filers, that's how much everybody would pay more. So, if, for example, if you have two kids, you're looking at $2,400 more. Three kids, $7,500. With tax cuts set to expire for single filers, you're looking again, you know, that's a pretty hefty sum.
Folks, those are the actual numbers. You're getting worked from every end now. This guy, the plagiarizing, kid-sniffing, sociopathic liar, is costing you a fortune. An actual fortune. I'm tempted to say literally, but I hate the word literally. And I just said it twice. He is costing you. You are poorer because of Joe Biden. There's no easier way to tell you this. Here, even the Wall Street Journal's reporting on this, which, by the way, is no far right outlet. They're center right at best. Some of their writers are even lefties. I can tell. Taxes, tariffs, and debt. Investors start to fear the presidential election. The gist of this article is investors are now starting to freak out if Biden gets reelected again. Everyone's taxes are going to go up, which is going to basically screw the country over as more money sucked out of the economy and flushed down the freaking government toilet bowl. So I thought I'd do this again to make this a real easy cheat sheet for you all. Biden has already said, I played the cuts last week. I'm not playing them again. You can look the show up, okay? Biden is on the record now saying he's going to hike everyone's taxes by dumping the Trump tax cuts. He said it, he tweeted it, I showed it. So here are the new rates when Biden gets elected, because they're going to pass it. The top rate, you're going to pay almost 3% more in your money in taxes. Some of the middle rates, you're going to pay 1%, 4%, 3%, and 3% more. That's it. You want 3% more of your income. Say you make $100,000 a year just for the sake of easy math. You're going to pay $3,000 a year more in taxes if you're in one of these brackets. I'm just using that number for round math. That's it. You want to pay more? Elect Biden. If you want higher taxes, then 100% vote for Joe Biden. I don't know what else to tell you. He's already said he's going to, the rates are right there, folks. They're on the screen. This is from Investopedia. It's not a partisan site. The rates Trump cut are right there. When you dump them, they go back to the old rates, which are higher in every bracket except one. I'm sorry, except two. That's it. All the other brackets, including lower end income earners, your money is coming out of your pocket into Biden. This is why they're ducking debates, by the way. They're ducking debates not only because Biden has some frontal lobe dementia-like disorder right now and can barely shuffle across the stage. They're ducking debates because he's already said he's going to hike your taxes. And the last candidate that tried this was Walter Mondale, and he lost 49 states. All right, quick break. I'm going to show you this video where even the lefties now are admitting Biden cannot get on the stage and debate Trump. It's not even possible. He gets on stage and debates Trump, it'll be the end of his campaign that night. And he knows it. Hey, you tossing and turning at night, unable to get some sleep? Listen, I've been there. I had a really tough time with sleep. I've aired those problems on the air. And then a company reached out. They reached out to us and said, hey, listen, we'd like you to give this a shot. It's called Beam, and they have this dream powder, Beam's dream powder. And let me tell you something. The first night I tried it, I was to say happy is an understatement. Let me tell you, this stuff's been a game changer for me. When you're sleeping well, you're sharper, you're more focused, you're more energetic. Everything's just clearer. It is the greatest drug in the world is a good night's sleep. I'm telling you. And today, my listeners get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder. They're science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Other sleep aids, they cause that next day grogginess. You don't want that. Beam's Dream Powder contains a powerful all-natural blend. And I encourage you to look this up. Reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin. They work. Helps you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Try Beam's best-selling dream powder today. Get up to 40% off, 40, for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino for up to 40% off. Check it out. Get a good night's sleep. And our last sponsor, Genucel. Genucel Skincare is celebrating their 25th year anniversary by giving you an extra 25% off. They're already awesome Mother's Day sale prices, making this Mother's Day sale Genucel's biggest sale ever. Right now, get Genucel's best-selling, most popular package featuring Gen 90 for immediate results in minutes and their top-selling under-eye bags and puffiness serum for over 70% off. Save big on all Genucel's top-selling products to help for a more younger, more youthful-looking you, like Paula. Why, she loves this stuff. Troubling forehead wrinkles and fine lines? Gone. Skin redness and dark spots? Gone. Help those pesky bags and puffiness disappear right before your eyes. Genucel guarantees you'll see results in less than 12 hours or your money back. Celebrate that special woman in your life this Mother's Day with the world's best skincare at once-in-a-lifetime price. For a limited time, get 70% off plus an extra 25% anniversary discount off top-selling packages during Genucel's Mother's Day sale. Once it's gone, this sale. Order yours right now. Get the Genucel jawline treatment and more contoured jawline. Limited inventory available. Genucel.com/Dan. Genucel. Genucel.com/Dan. Genucel.com/Dan. Visit now and get a free spa box with two bonus gifts and free shipping. Genucel.com/Dan. Genucel.com/Dan. Check it out. Okay, back to the show. The left is even admitting now on left-wing lunatic channels like MSNBC that this guy cannot possibly debate him. Why? Trump has this guy up against a wall on the kill the Jews crowd, on taxes, on the collapse of healthcare, on the rationing of products due to his Inflation Reduction Act. This guy is screwed. Gas prices, he will never get on the stage. Watch this.
I'm curious for what Jen Psaki's reaction would have been like if she was still in the White House when she heard President Biden blurt out during a live interview that he was going to debate. Because Biden's folks don't want him to debate. They don't want to give Trump that platform and risk exposing Biden like that on national TV.
Except I was thinking if I was in my old job from 2 years ago, you also don't want him to say no. Because no is weak. Die. And no is fear. So you have to say yes.
Folks, Carville, MSNBC, they're all collapsing. Carville losing his mind about youth voters. MSNBC now openly admitting that the candidate they're selling you as a solution for the country can't even get on the stage and debate his own record against a president they're saying is a moron, is some kind of loser and fascist. You should be happy to debate him then, right? And expose Trump. They're not worried about that. They're worried about Trump exposing them. The frustration is boiling over. Why am I long in the United States? Because I'm just watching the reaction of my political enemies as they freak out. This is epic. Did you see this yesterday? Nancy Pelosi with Katie Turr. Katie Turr, who could not be more of a left-wing activist. This is what it looks like when your political enemies, the enemies of freedom and liberty, start eating each other alive on national cable television programs because they don't know what else to do. They're mentioning the job record, Trump's job record and economic record, which was incredible up until a worldwide pandemic, which shut down the entire world. Pelosi was having none of this. Watch the meltdown. Forget about even what they're saying. Just watch the reaction. This is why I'm confident you're going to wait till the convention comes up. This thing is going to blow up. They're going to eat each other alive. Watch this.
And Joe Biden is doing that, created 9 million jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And he has the worst.
I don't think that anybody can accuse me of that.
Just watch the reaction of your opponents. You'll gauge if you're moving the needle or not. You're not seeing this on our side. Matter of fact, they expected a big blow up. Speaker Johnson was going to be deposed. The Republicans were going to start eating each other alive. Listen, Republicans are not your friends, and they are certainly not the solution to your problems. Problem is Democrats are the cause of your problems. They were waiting for this big blow up on the Republican side. Folks, the blow up isn't ours. The blow up's on their side. They're the ones eating themselves alive. You got a bunch of Columbia liberal college professors battling with a bunch of kill the Jews Nazis on their own campuses. You've got Nancy Pelosi freaking out on TV, Carville attacking young kids. You've got MSNBC acknowledging their candidate can barely walk across the White House lawn and definitely can't debate. These guys are a complete train wreck. This is the time to hit the gas pedal and floor it. It's not the time to back up, but I want to show you what desperation looks like. This has a theme in the middle of the show. I want to show you what actual desperation on their end looks like. Look at this story, Rosie Jemison, Daily Express. Donald Trump, what his prison experience would look like if convicted in a criminal case? Folks, this is how bad this has gotten. There's this fantasy going on in left-wing media that they're going to put Donald Trump in jail. And ladies and gentlemen, that's not the fantasy part. They very well might put him in jail, but it's going to be nothing like you think. Number one, you want to talk about blowing up this guy's polls? This guy will win Georgia by 12. This guy will win Pennsylvania by 4 if you put him in jail. You think you've martyred him now. This is what desperation looks like. In the piece, by the way, I didn't want to put too much up, right? Because it explains what I've already told you. You're not wasting your time here. What I've already told you is a former agent. The Secret Service is not going to put this guy in jail like you've seen it. They talk about how he'd be in some kind of private wing, which is exactly what I told you, which isn't a good thing. But you want to martyr this guy? I think Donald Trump should violate Judge Merchan's order. I really do. His anti-First Amendment gag order, they're sticking a gag in Donald Trump's mouth. I think he should violate it again and dare this guy to put him in jail before the election. I do. Folks, sometimes there's a cost to this stuff. You know, I had to give up my job to run for office in a blue state. I nearly went bankrupt. It sucked. There was a cost for it. But I accepted that cost because I knew on the other side of it, there'd be a better tomorrow. A lot of you sacrificed far more. My sacrifice is nothing, is peanuts, is garbage compared to what a lot of you did. But all of us are going to have to take it on the chin a little bit. You just are. I think he should violate it. It's my opinion. You don't have to agree. Again, a lot of people didn't agree with me about my protesting idea on a college campus. I think someone should do that. This is what desperation looks like. Here, Julie Kelly. This tweet is amazing. This records case, the presidential records case with the raid of Mar-a-Lago, folks, is getting uglier by the minute now. Julie Kelly, who's done amazing work, now notes that the archivist involved, the National Archivist, she notes at the early stage of the scheme against Trump, met with Biden's White House counsel at the White House. Gee, I wonder what they were talking about. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are allegations starting to surface. I saw Cash Patel and some others that there's a possibility here that some of these classified records may have been inserted into these files and sent down to Mar-a-Lago as a setup to then go and serve a search warrant to go and find what they wanted to find at Mar-a-Lago, which was probably the Spygate documents. Folks, you may be looking at Russia hoax 7.2. They're getting desperate. Here's the visitor records right here. What the hell was he doing at the White House? Why would the National Archivist be at the White House with the White House counsel? I don't know. Maybe you should answer that question. Here's how desperate they are, too. I want you to watch this clip. Hunter Biden's team is hilariously now threatening lawsuits. Lawsuits for people for revenge porn, Fox and others. Folks, discovery in this case is going to be magical. Imagine this. Hunter Biden's team, sue away, guys. Sue everyone you want. All I'm saying is discovery on this is going to be just absolute magic. Magic during Dad Joe Biden's re-election fake pseudo campaign. Watch this.
ABC News has learned that Hunter Biden is planning to sue Fox News. According to a letter from his lawyers, the lawsuit is imminent. NBC's Ryan Nobles joins me now. Ryan, what more can you tell us?
Yeah, that's right, Chris. This is a letter obtained by NBC's Sarah Fitzpatrick that comes from the new attorney that Hunter Biden has entered into a contract with, and that's famed entertainment lawyer Mark Garagos. And in this letter, he sends a warning to the Fox News Corporation and Fox News Digital that they are preparing to sue the company for what they describe as conspiracy and subsequent actions to defame Mr. Biden and paint him in a false light, as well as the unlicensed commercial exploitation of his image, name and likeness, and the unlawful publication of hacked intimate images of him.
Hacked? They're hacked intimate images? You know, this is court. Guy's going to run with that in court? I'll be interested to cover that. It'll be a fascinating few weeks covering that trial. We're hacked. Those are fake? Are you suggesting what? They're plants? We may need to see those images. Why don't you just put them out there right during the presidential campaign? That'd be a fantastic idea. Why don't you put them out in October? Maybe the second, third week in October while early voting's going on. Let's see all those pictures. Let's see all the emails. Why, were those hacked too? What about the 10% for the big guy? Who was the big guy? You want to get on the stand under penalty of perjury, by the way, in a criminal case or a civil case? You want to penalty of perjury in a civil case? You want to see that? You have a criminal case going on too, don't you? Is that fake too? Sue away, kids. Sue away. Let's see what happens. That discovery be amazing. The only thing you're going to do is highlight every single picture, email, text with the big guy. And maybe we'll find out who the big guy is. Remember, perjury, man, that's a serious thing. Let's see how that discovery works out. Because, folks, campaigns are about contrasts. And wouldn't it be just magical if Hunter Biden winds up suing Fox and it's a back and forth and discovery launches right before the election, and as Donald Trump is sitting in a potential prison for a fake trumped up charge, even legal experts can't explain, a civil case is going on where people are looking at Hunter Biden and his dad's photos, texts, and emails every single day. You want to talk about snapshots and sound bites. Is Hunter Biden trying to have his dad lose? Now, I think this lawsuit could be a threat to Dad more than it could be a threat to Fox. I think he's kind of hinting to his dad, you better get me out of this. If you don't, you're going to get roped into this too, because wouldn't it be great in a civil trial to subpoena and depose Joseph R. Biden himself and ask him some questions about this whole deal? Well, you had 51 intel. Imagine this question, folks. You are on stage in front of a national audience, Mr. President, and you said that 51 intelligence experts hinted that this could be some kind of Russian operation, these hacked emails your son alleges. Can you explain to us how you came to that conclusion? I mean, you do get classified briefings. Oh, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be awesome? That would be just spectacular. Just do it around October, maybe September, you know, early voting and stuff like that. Great idea. Great idea. Folks, campaigns, snapshots, sound bites, and in two-party systems, they're contrast. Two-party systems are the worst system except for every other system. Two-party system sucks. Unfortunately, every other system sucks worse. You really want to engage in a parliamentary-style system where they're voting out the government every 3 weeks? They all stink. We live in if men were angels, right? Federalist 51, they're not. But two-party systems are built on contrast. This election, I did a locals video this morning. I do them when I'm in a mood. I did it before the show today. And I had this just feeling that this election has a kind of, I wasn't alive. I was born in 1974, obviously, but I like to study the history of the stuff. And most of you who are alive might agree with me here that this election has like a late 60s kind of law and order feel to it. This has that last Chicago DNC violent law and order feel to it. Like people are going to be looking for something different. I'm just getting that vibe. I don't know if you in the chat are getting it too, but I feel like something revolutionary or counter-revolutionary is about to happen. The country's about to make a major move. And I'm not suggesting that major move may be a great thing. If we lose, I was thinking about this last night. See, I hate when I get too excited for these shows because I get out ahead of myself. I'm long in the United States because if we win in November, I see a countrywide transformation coming with this MAGA movement that's going to boil up from the ground up. Trump has inspired a lot of passion from the ground up, okay? However, if we lose, it's going to be a bad 4 years and this is going to be a different show. But folks, if we lose, this country is going to go to hell so fast. The question I always ask you is it bad enough yet? I think the answer will unquestionably be yes. The question is, can we survive it? I'm not really sure. But it has a law and order feel to it. It's why the libs and the media, by the way, are lying and manipulating you about the crime numbers. There's a reason. The law and order thing is strong. It's the most kitchen table issue ever. Nobody wants to get robbed, raped, beaten, or have a home invasion. Don't let them do this to you. These media outlets are misrepresenting these government stats. Look at this, just the news article. This is really important. Among the reasons that disparities might be so wide between these two crime surveys is that crimes that occurred but were not reported would not appear in the FBI's crime report. So if the reporting rate falls, the gap between actual crime and what the FBI reports is going to grow. Additionally, 31% of police departments didn't report data to the FBI. Here's what they're saying. Let me make this really simple for you. Do not fall for this. Your liberal friends are going to tell you this. Crime is down. Bullshit. Crime is not down. There is a huge separation between reported crimes and what people are telling surveyors about being victims of crimes. A lot of people who are victims of crimes because they know the cops aren't going to do anything are not reporting them. And second, 31% of police departments are not even sending their data to the FBI. So why are the FBI numbers down? Because number one, a lot of big liberal cities with high crime rates aren't sending their data. And number two, there's no data to send because crime victims know cops in liberal cities aren't allowed to do anything anyway, so they're not even reporting it. Please do not fall for this. Contrast. Fellas, ladies, campaigns are about contrast. They are desperate now to rescue Biden from the perception that the world is burning with him in charge. So they're going to start going with this instead of defund the police stuff, which is their thing, by the way. Even Biden with his reallocate money. They're going to start trying to pretend Biden's a law and order guy. He is not. Ukraine's on fire. The Middle East is on fire. Nazis have taken over college campuses. The street crime is running rampant in liberal cities. He's full of shit. Contrast. These contrasts work for us, and that's why the media is doing everything they can to protect them. We've also, I don't want you to run away from the life issue either. The people out there are telling you, oh, abortion's a loser. Really? Abortion's a loser for Republicans. Do not debate a liberal on abortion until you ask him this one fundamental question. You tell me first what your limits on abortion are before I tell you mine. I'm not going to debate my position versus your position if you don't have a position. The minute they tell you, I support no limits on abortion, so let me get this straight. At 9 months, you should be able to kill a fully grown baby, absolutely able to completely survive on its own. You should kill the baby. They lose the argument. The left knows this isn't the winner they want it to be. Hence these attacks by Politico. This was an actual tweet they sent out yesterday to this story. The far right's campaign to explode the population. The left is mad we want to be, quote, making babies. They sent out a tweet about this yesterday. Sorry, guys, I wanted the tweet, not the story. But the tweet was about the right's all about making babies. Yes, contrast. We are absolutely about the party of making babies because we believe in life. You want to be the party of death and street chaos? No message is going to work better for us than the lefties running on this anti-humanity rift, pro-Nazi infanticide thing. Nothing is going to work better for us than that. Here's kind of a lighter note. We'll take the last segment of the show. Folks, the Hollywood thing. Hollywood has destroyed these left-wing candidates because Hollywood is still living in the Cary Grant era where they still believe people like go to them and look up to them. Nobody looks up to them because they go to movies to be entertained. Nobody realistically goes to a movie and goes, oh, look, that's Johnny Bag of Donuts on the screen. What a great guy. Everybody knows he's probably an alcoholic and probably a loser. Everybody understands that. But the guy acts or whatever, so they go to the movie to be entertained. Hollywood is still living in this old, you know, the halcyon days where they think like there's these, they have these beautiful vistas out into the public and they can see, and everybody's sitting there worshiping to them like they're Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, Madonna playing Evita Peron. Nobody gives a shit what these people have to say. And it's moments like this that create the best contrast of all. Did you see this creepy segment with Drew Barrymore, who I only remember from E.T. and Firestarter? Drew Barrymore, I don't know what happened to her. She seems to have gone a little crazy. With Kamala Harris telling her she needs to be Mamala for the country. How do you think this plays to sane people? The contrast cannot be better for us. Check this out.
I've been thinking that we really all need a tremendous hug in the world right now.
Yeah.
But in our country, we need you to be Mamala of the country.
Folks, how freaking creepy is that? You see how Drew Barrymore, she's like up in her grill and she's leaning in, and Kamala Harris, you watch the body language, the V, Kamala Harris is like moving away. Like, why is this woman creeping on me like this? How do you think this works for the country? Contrast, snapshots, sound bites, this stuff, this may play well with 30% of the population that categorizes themselves as far left liberal lunatics. Look at the body language here. This is something like a lot of people, what is she doing? Why are you leaning in? Like, surprised the Secret Service guys didn't come out and pat her down. What are you doing? And she's looking, even Kamala. Crazy Kamala's like, why is this woman, what is she doing here? She's like Joe Biden, like kick sniffing. Like, what do you need to be Mamula? Nobody's thinking she needs to be Mamula. No one's thinking that. The hand grabbing. I'm surprised Joe Biden didn't come over and start sniffing. Why are they so weird? This appeals to no one. No one. Now, I don't care where you stand on Jerry Seinfeld and elsewhere, but Seinfeld made an appearance yesterday that went nuclear. Seinfeld was talking about how the left is killing comedy. But this segment's bigger than that. Jerry Seinfeld is probably not a friend to the conservative movement. I think we can comfortably say that. However, this is bigger than him talking about comedy. There are people right now, and I'm talking about large swaths of America, and you know I'm right, who are running around in their jobs and academics, and they're terrified. They're terrified if they say something, someone's going to go, oh my gosh, you didn't know that was misogynistic or racist? What? I just said hello. Yeah, but it's the way you said it. How did I say it? You said it like a white male with privilege. I did. I just said hello. Folks, you come on, chatsters, tell me I'm not right. This is not just about comedy, that the left has ruined comedy. The left has ruined everything. Here's Seinfeld talking about the destructive effect of these woke liberals on comedy, but believe me, everybody feels this everywhere. No one wants to say it, but they know it's true. Listen to this.
Nothing really affects comedy. People always need it. They need it so badly, and they don't get it. It used to be you would go home at the end of the day. Most people would go, oh, Cheers is on. Oh, MASH is on. Oh, Mary Tyler Moore is on. All in the Family's on. You just expect it. There'll be some funny stuff we can watch on TV tonight. Well, guess what? Where is it? This is the result of the extreme left and PC crap, and people worrying so much about offending other people. Mm-hmm. When you write a script and it goes into four or five different hands, committees, groups, here's our thought about this joke, well, that's the end of your comedy. They move the gates, like in skiing.
Yeah.
Culture, the gates are moving. Your job is to be agile and clever enough that wherever they put the gates, I'm going to make the gate.
Forget the comedy end, although what he said is accurate. They have killed comedy. Everybody is walking around afraid, and the left did this. This is what the communists wanted. I want to tie this back to the beginning of the show. This is not about Israel, what's happening on college campuses. That's part of it. This is about hierarchy. The left needs you to know that you are subjects and they want you to act like it. They want you to never try to be funny. You don't dare try to assemble in public spaces. They want you afraid. They want you forfeiting your rights. They want you forfeiting your right to speak. They want you to self-censor. It's the ultimate sign of power in a power hierarchy. We are so powerful, we don't have to censor you. You will censor yourself. Comedy is just a symptom. And you can tell, as I said to you before, and when the left is freaking out about people like Seinfeld saying this, always tell by their reaction. Here's Stuart Heritage at The Guardian. No one knows who this guy is. Stuart Heritage. I live in Stuart. I thought this was like some organization around here. I didn't realize this was an actual person. Imagine being Stuart Heritage, writing an article in The Guardian about comedy and writing the article, about Jerry Seinfeld. I've never seen Stuart Heritage. I've never heard of him. But imagine writing a comedy article about Jerry Seinfeld. No, Jerry Seinfeld, the extreme left hasn't killed comedy. This is how much they're freaking out. They want you to self-censor. Do not forfeit your rights. Do not forfeit your right to speak. Do not forfeit your right to assemble. Yes, folks, don't get arrested. Don't forfeit away your life either. Of course, don't break into buildings and do this bullshit the left gets away with all the time. But do not, absolutely do not self-censor your own rights. That person who sent me that, I appreciate your opinion. You are absolutely 100% wrong. 100%, and I will never, ever fold to that position, ever. Folks, thanks again for tuning in. If you click that join button, you can listen to the radio show coming up next. We have a live channel here on Rumble for that. Join us every day at 11 a.m., rumble.com/Bongino. Please download the Rumble app. We really appreciate that. And also, if you could give us a follow, it's all free on Apple and Spotify. We'd really appreciate that as well. Thanks so much. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.